he made a discovery that enabled him to sit down and read a book cover to cover in only a few hours. He'll describe exactly how he developed his corrective procedures for dyslexia later. Right now, here is a little information about what you're going to hear. These are a transcription of the printed book, which contains visual information in the form of illustrations, diagrams, and photos, so you should have the book handy when you listen to parts 2, 3, and 4. Now here's Dr. Joan Smith, co-founder and educational director of the Melvin Smith Learning Centers of California. Joan has a doctorate in education, is an educational psychologist, and speech pathologist. Dr. Smith has written her own book about dyslexia entitled, You Don't Have to Be Dyslexic. She's going to tell you a little bit about her own experience with Ron Davis's methods for correcting dyslexia.
During the 25 years I've worked with students who have learning disabilities, I found out that it's always the student who teaches me what I need to know. So it's no surprise to me that someone with dyslexia has come forward to teach us what we need to know about dyslexia. As a student in school, Ron Davis suffered the injustices, unfair treatment, and humiliation familiar to most individuals with this unique learning style. The combination of talents and inefficiencies described in this book will be recognized immediately by others who have this unique